It's a trap, you walk right into the hate. All over a new king, that's face is just replaced. It's all the same, used to be ruled by force. And no matter who it is, he'll still carry on the torch. Just a lie, cheat, steal, half of what you make. Taxation is theft, it's time to vacate the state. Newsflash, all your cash is an IOU from killers who really do steal from you. Inflation is a weapon used by every nation who says that they're saving the world through lies. And they disguise and pass off as bravery. Well, I got news, debt is slavery. It don't matter who's madder, a new master don't matter. When they both want the same, the state don't play no games. They got you trying to survive and put you on sides and ready to kill each other. That's conquer and divide. It's all for show, all for hyper control.
That's it, we're gonna live forever, boy, cause legends never die.
And we're back with another episode Buns Up. We're here with you on this Tuesday, this warm Tuesday. Luckily, the studio has not caught up with the ambient temperature outside yet.
Because it's Tuesday show instead of Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Hasn't spent all day charging up that solar radiation ball in the sky.
I know, right?
Or God's flashlight.
Exactly.
Whatever.
It's like a reverse igloo cooler in here, you know?
Yeah. I get it.
But now we're back, and we're here to talk to you today. We got a couple things to talk about.
Quite the topic.
We got quite the topics, but before we get started, I'd say we'd probably want to go over what's been going on in the news here lately. You know, Hurricane Dorian came through, fucked some shit up.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's still active, going up to Canada right now.
It's cute that it went straight to the place I like to vacation on the East Coast, the Outer Banks, and made landfall there. Hopefully it's still around.
Just fucked it up, you know.
It's virtually ocean on two sides of road at some point, so.
Yeah. So I hope everybody that was in that path that listens to the show is okay. Except I hope everybody, even if you don't listen to the show, is okay.
Yeah, except for anybody that was at Epstein Island when it was a Category 5. Fuck those dudes.
Yes, I'll agree with that.
You know, let's not forget about Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah. did you hear the lead detective died of a strange illness at age 50?
Yeah, the Highway Ranger sent me that news article this morning.
Yeah,
wasn't lead that nice? Detective investigating Jeffrey Epstein dies of mysterious disease at the age of 50.
Yeah,
coincidences abound.
Probably ricin poisoning.
Ricin death relation. Yeah, you fucking.
So
we're gonna teach you to investigate things.
You know, just had to make sure you guys all remembered that you know Jeffrey Epstein was a pedophile and a sex trafficker.
Yeah, two rich and powerful elites, Hollywood types, politicians,
and the pantheon of individuals that he invited onto the Lolita Express and his island is just mind-boggling.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
So
you see that picture I posted on our Instagram story a couple days ago with Barack Obama like waving to and patting little kids on the head, and it said. And then on top of that picture was Trump in front of all those, like, McDonald's sandwiches. And it said Trump in front of hamburgers. Obama in front of hot dogs. A nod to the Pizzagate lingo.
Yeah. So, just, yeah, we always like to remind you all that that happened and that they're still continuing to try to bury that
into the foreground. Continue to share.
Bolton got fired today.
Saw that. What do you think that's about?
I don't know. I mean, I don't like the guy because he's definitely, like... He's a warmonger.
Are you related to Michael Bolton?
I mean, I was kind of glad to watch him go, for real.
Yeah.
But then again, I would like to see every politician go.
Every one of them.
Like, as far as I'm concerned, John Bolton is just a good start.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we got quite the crowd coming on in here.
Well, that's good. I'd like to hear that.
The Condor's already been summoned. What's up? He gave us a message the other day. I don't know if you saw it. It was a voice recording, and he was talking about his personal Chomo radar.
Oh, yeah.
And how he can spot him in the crowd.
Well, that's good.
I agreed.
It's good. It's like a superpower.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I had that superpower.
We do have that. How many times have you been in a Kroger parking lot and been like, you bring your son a little bit closer to you because there's a pedophile walking around?
Well, I think it's having the perceived sense that someone's a predator.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whether they're a pedophile, a rapist, or just a killer.
Generally all bad individual.
Yeah, that's why I like a lot of the most prolific serial killers had really good, camouflage to try to blend in with the rest of the crowd.
Yeah, or signs in their locker that said, don't do it.
Yeah. Talking about you, BTK. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I mean, has there anything else going on in the news cycle?
A little bit of housekeeping.
Oh, okay, we'll do that then.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank the newest members of Bones of Tubbs Nation, Kyle and Lucy Wamsley. I hope I didn't fuck your name up.
Wamsley.
We got Kyle coming in. I believe it was at the $5 level.
Oh, shit.
His wife rocking the $1 level.
Mm.
And we've got those appropriate prizes that are going to be sent out, you know?
I just talked to the proprietor of Infidel Custom yesterday. He said this after his days off this week, he was going to have a bunch of crispy new shirts to give to us.
That's good. I'm excited. We've had one going out that's been a small to one of our female friends down south, and it's been like 2 months, so I'm glad to know we're getting those shirts in.
Fuck yeah.
Let's see. I wrote him a little thank you that I figured you might put your name on as well.
Yeah.
So I'll read it real quick.
Okay, yeah.
This is to Kyle and Lucy Wamsley, the newest members of Bones of Tough Nation. We want to thank you for your vote of confidence, and I really enjoyed our conversation this week. I hope we have more conversations in the future. With your help, we will be able to grow this podcast and reach our childhood dreams of being well-known enough to be shit on by the name and media. So they'll, you know, call us out.
Yeah.
TV, radio, other podcasts. Hopefully Joe Rogan Experience talks shit. That'd be cool.
I want to be so notorious that Google has to shadow ban us.
Oh, I think we might already be there.
On the Google search? Because, I mean, if you type Bones of Tubs, we're still the top search term for that.
I know, but if you go through the images, I've been watching those for a while, and they're up and down as far as, like, especially the hashtag Bones and Tubs. Like, we still get that dude from the show Bones in a bathtub. What's up with that?
I don't even know.
Bones inside a tub. Let's see if there's anything else here.
No, I won't stop until we're a porn parody somewhere.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Bones in tubs.
Yeah, deep fake. And then last but not least, aside from our thank you to our newest members, we have the hope that not only will we be famous enough to be shit on in the media, but we will also be suicided one day.
Yeah.
And that's something everyone can enjoy.
Yeah.
We love you both. And now, that's all I've got, aside from the topic. All
right, cool. So, what do we... Well, okay, let me say something before we get started. Because when we were doing research for the show, I discovered something earlier. I'm trying to get away from Google.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
DuckDuckGo, dog.
Yeah.
Start page.
Go duck go, or is it?
It's duckduckgo.com.
Okay.
And startpage.com are two untainted search engines.
And they're not a sponsor, but I will talk about them because here's the thing. When I started doing research on this, I got on the old fashioned, you know, Google.
The Googles.
I typed in, part of what we're talking about today was AI. I typed in AI weapons, right?
Yeah.
And came up like not what I was looking for. And I did the same thing with 5G. I put literally 5G bad. Okay, I put 5G bad. You'd think that like...
All the stories are like, 5G, it sure is bad that it's not here already.
First of all, the first five links were to like fucking major communications companies, Verizon and whatnot, about how 5G...
Safe.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to that later.
And promoting how Apple is coming out with their 5G next year and all that shit. Like, nothing about like... And then I went to DuckDuckGo and typed it in, 5G bad.
Yeah.
And every link I found was exactly what I was looking for in the first place.
That's good.
You can't trust Google.
Nah, man, fuck Google. Let's catch up on these hellos and then we'll get into the topic if that's all right with you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Baked and Awake. What's up? Baked and Awake podcast. The Condor again. He said, take your ass down the road, mustache. No, I was a detective. It's a developed sense. Talking about his developmental thing for child molester detector. Baked and Awake. Something more to come from the Bolton business, I'm sure. Did you see that the detective that led the Epstein investigation is dead at 50? Two heart attacks to the back of the head. Baked and Awake, he says he uses the duck. That's good. Hopefully you're getting your following on board as well. And Battle Bun in there with the hand wave. Double hand wave. Hi. And we're good.
Okay. So I'd say let's talk about 5G first.
You want me to go through the spiel and then we'll
Go through the spiel. And just as a reminder, we have talked about 5G before.
Yes.
We did an episode about it before, but I feel like, one, it was suggested to talk about it again.
Right.
Because nothing has changed. It's still on its way.
And it's worse than we thought.
And it's still being implemented. So
good groundwork. Check out our old episode on 5G. This is more of an addendum and more of a kind of update on the shit fuck situation that we're in.
Yes.
I think I'm going to title it 5G. Let's see. Maybe like 5G AI and the Internet of Things.
Yeah.
Or some sort of electronic control grid, because that's what it is.
Yeah.
You ready for this?
Yes, let's do it.
All right, deep breath. The trillion-dollar rollout of the 5G system is definitely a rollout from our friendly local government and is also definitely a weapon system disguised as a system of modern convenience. There are four kinds of electromagnetic fields, and I didn't know this. I don't know if you did. I'm kind of retarded.
Okay, we're not scientists.
We aren't scientists. And I should say a lot of this research was taken from an anonymous video, and I don't trust them, so I won't plug it. But I did take it from this video because it's all verifiable.
Yes.
That's like a little forewarner there.
Okay.
The first type that is the dangerous electromagnetic fields. One, radiation, radio frequency radiation. And that comes from radio, television broadcasting, cellular telephones, radio communications for police and fire departments, amateur radio, microwave, point-to-point links. Satellite communications are just a few of the many telecommunications applications. Microwave ovens are a good example of non-communication use of RF energy. Second, magnetic fields. The magnetic field results from the flow of current through wires or electrical devices and increases in strength as the current increases. The strength of a magnetic field decreases rapidly with increasing distance from its source. Magnetic fields are measured in microteslas, or neat little upside down lowercase h capital T.
Oh, I've seen that before.
Yeah, or millionths of a Tesla. Number three, dirty electricity. Common sources of dirty electricity include computers, Wi-Fi routers, microwaves, dimmer light switches, compact fluorescent light bulbs, televisions, washers, dryers, hair dryers, cell phones, and printers.
So literally everything.
Yeah. Well, cell phones have hit two of these already.
Yeah.
Two of the four. And I think, it's in your pocket, frying your testicles, or maybe your baby hole.
Why don't we think...
Whatever you're rocking down there.
When I think dirty electricity, I think of, like, getting electricity from, like, a dirty source, like a bunch of fucking migrant children running in hamster wheels, like, generating the electricity for us.
Yeah.
I don't know why my mind goes to that, but...
I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it.
But for some reason, that's what I see when I think of dirty electricity.
I like to think of electricity. Remember that it was like a PSA drawing, and it was Sparky, the electric, telling the kids to like put the car keys in the outlet.
Yeah.
And he's like that, but he's on a stripper pole. He's dirty.
He's dirty.
He's got a dirty mind. let's see. Number four, electric fields. Electric and magnetic fields are invisible areas of energy, also called radiation, that are produced by electricity, which is the movement of electrons or current through a wire. An electrical field is produced by voltage, which is the pressure used to push the electrons through the wire. Much like water being pushed through a pipe, or, you know, burnt herbal material forced inward through a pipe. I don't know.
Okay.
Similar.
So let me wrap my non-scientific donkey brain around this real quick.
Okay.
So anytime you plug something in, it creates a level of interference.
Yes. I think that's apparent from our old shows.
Yeah, you're right, because I remember, like, whenever we tried to plug my laptop in while we were doing the show, we would get that humming noise in the background, and that was interference from us plugging something in, and that was actually the sound
of what is that goddamn buzzing noise? God damn it.
It was more or less like my computer taking a big bong rip.
Yeah.
More or less.
It's just the electrical devices that are semi-sentient getting high off dirty electricity.
Exactly.
It's basically like them having a ethereal form of meth, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
I like that basic understanding.
So basically, we're just getting hit from all angles.
Yes. And this we haven't even talked about 5G yet. I'm just giving decent little groundwork.
This is all the things that we've had to deal with before 5G.
The longer already. I got into these notes last night, the more Rain Man I became. Eventually, my eyes rolled back in my head, and I was just typing. So, all humans are affected by EMF radiation, electromagnetic frequency. Uh-huh. We have to take a look into our individual exposure to this radiation. One may think, just as I did, that the only sources of this exposure comes from close contact to your cell phone. And while this is partially true, it's drastically worse than just that. Consider your proximity to all other cell phones around you. I want to say that I watched a video with somebody who had an EMF meter, and their cell phone was showing crazy amounts of radiation from 12 feet away.
Huh.
So keep that in mind. How many Wi-Fi networks are you walking through at any given time? What is the lighting situation? All fluorescent tubes? Imagine, if you will, people that work in a place that have radios on them.
Yeah.
So you're in fluorescent lighting, surrounded by electromagnetic frequency from the radio tower and all the individual radios, and let's just say... Not everyone has a cell phone, but a lot of the, you know, there's good cell phones and bad cell phones.
Yeah.
And they're all around you. God forbid you do a fence check somewhere where they have point-to-point microwave.
right?
a radio wave slamming through you that one way. You know, I had to shout that out the long way. I had to shout out the long dong tong.
Yeah.
How close are the power lines to you at any given time? How many smart meters are you near or do you come in contact with? Cell phone towers, Bluetooth devices, which, you know, not to, to dance in the waters of the Internet of Things, but we're already in stage three of four stages for the transhumanist agenda where eventually we have shit put in our bodies. We're already wearing Bluetooth.
Yeah.
So... both Bluetooth devices and cell phones use microwave radiation to transmit and receive data. Cell phones emit radiation that can be picked up by a tower from 10 miles away. So,
and you keep that within very close proximity to your genitals. I just want you to know that.
Yeah, I'm sure it has nothing to do with the fertility issues going on in this country or civilized countries. So yeah, I don't know if we're affected by all the cell phones in a 10-mile radius, but that shit's gangster as fuck.
Yeah, I mean... I mean, the fucked up part is, in reality, you can't even, like, get away from that in, like, the United States or anything. It's everywhere.
Right.
Like, you'd have to live out in fucking the middle of nowhere in Alaska. But the problem with that is you're in proximity to an even bigger array, which is HARP. You know what I mean? No, like, shit. You can't even escape the shit no matter where you go.
Where's Instagram on this fine machine?
Pull up the apps. Go over. It's right there.
Ah, right in front of my face. Yeah. I'm going to skip out of these notes real quick because I forgot to write something down. This all kind of spawned when I was talking to 909 Bro.
Mm-hmm.
You guys will know him from our post of that dastardly, dangerous-looking individual looking all manly behind a Mr. Steal Your Girl van.
Oh, yeah.
With a Bones and Tubs t-shirt holding those firearms. We had a conversation earlier in the week that set off my autism and is responsible, I would say, for this show. But he talked about something... in here that shows that eventually, if not already, there will be nowhere you can go to escape this shit.
Well, eventually it'll be everywhere.
Elon Musk is the reason for this job.
You know, Elon Musk, billionaire, philanthropist.
Old school villain, apparently.
Bond villain.
Yeah, fucking Bond villain. Probably AI.
He's like a real life Blowfield. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, well, I don't know. Do we want to give him that kind of like top tier, like, level of villain? Like, I feel like there's got to be somebody more like... No, it's definitely George Soros, I would say, is more like Blofeld. Or throw a Rothschild in there. You know what I mean?
Okay, so it's already in place. He sent me a bunch of links, and I checked out some of them. I'm going to share some to the Facebook page, because for some reason you can't share links on fucking Instagram, but that's none of my business.
Yeah.
Elon Musk helped launch 66, you know, plus or minus, low-Earth orbit satellites called Iridium Next into space... in the last few years. This array was completed a few months ago, and that system of satellites cover the whole world now, making no place on this planet unreachable, not from the highest peaks or most remote areas off limits now for instant communication. This was all done with the public watching in awe when we used to see the spacecraft launching in California sunsets, making amazing alien-like light formations run across the sky, and we were all watched in awe and carried on our day never asking what it was and why. Musk is a weird cat, probably transhuman himself already. Which brings me to that fucking meme of him doing the zip line. Like, so the humans enjoy this.
They enjoy this.
Yes, Elon. Then I shall enjoy it as well. Back to the notes. I promise everybody I'll shut the fuck up here in a little bit, and then it'll be mostly Tubbs.
Yeah.
It's a nice mixture.
Yeah, there you go.
And then back here we see cell phones 10 miles away. Bluetooth technology emits enough radiation for a connection of 10 to 30 feet. So anybody in your vicinity with a Bluetooth device... in that vicinity is charging up your nutsack.
Nice.
Or your baby box.
Yeah.
It's a literal electronic shit sandwich.
Well, you know, here's the thing, though. I mean, it goes right in line with their agenda, because we don't... I mean, according to Bernie Sanders himself, he believes firmly and fully that population control is definitively aspect of climate... of combating climate change.
Yeah.
Like, he literally said that the other day.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And then I saw, man, like, the weird shit that they're fucking trying to normalize. Like, I get, like, we've seen the attempt, that's not the side rail real quick, but.
We're going to, though.
It made me think of this. You know, the normalization of pedophilia and whatnot. Like, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But then, like, you know, I kind of wasn't on board with the normalization of cannibalism until 2 days ago when I saw a fucking article in. I want to say it was a Time article.
Probably.
About how this one scientist believes we should get rid of the stigma of eating human flesh, and that would combat climate change.
Man, that's a little bit worse than that Japanese scientist making steaks out of shit.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what are we
doing? There is a reason that cannibalism is a universal taboo.
Yeah.
Because it's not right or good or healthy to eat other people.
You don't eat your own kind.
Yeah.
You get the shakes.
Nature, you know, made sure to keep that way.
Right. Quick shout outs again so we keep up on this. You'll appreciate this because it made me giggle. Mm-hmm. The Condor said 5G is actually measured in Sharpiros. And then AIMZ07, you missed the part of the show where I said this, but we're getting your shirt, and it'll be sent out Thursday, so sorry for the 60-plus day wait, but here we are. And The Condor wants to know how your keto's going.
Good.
Going well.
Had my first cheat day on Friday.
Felt like death, probably.
I felt like shit.
Yeah.
Like, for real, and we both did, and I was like, I think...
this is bullshit.
I think I'm good on that shit again. I'm not going to do it anymore.
That's what made me so motivated when I did it, was like, your cheat day was the satiation. You're just writing down everything you want to fuck up all week, mm-hmm. and then bash it in one day, and then the next day you're like, I'll never do that again.
Yeah. Like, it fucked me up. I felt, like, sick. You know, I woke up the next morning still feeling sick.
Bloaty. Yeah.
You know?
Man.
But otherwise, I'm just fine.
Long pork, yeah. The Condor says.
I think we talked about that on the show before.
I'm pretty sure we have.
Yeah.
Let's get into this. This is my favorite part right here. Okay. I don't know if you saw this or not, but this fucked me up.
Okay.
Radiation levels, and this is taken from peer-reviewed studies and published science. Put your fucking glasses on and let's get that science.
Do it.
At the bottom and end of the radiation scale of what's called power density or signal strength is the lowest point at which a cell phone will work. This clocks in at 0.0 time, you know, 0.90s.
Mm-hmm.
0.90s 2. This means 2 billionths of a microwatt per centimeter squared.
Mm-hmm.
That's the lowest level a cell phone operates at.
Okay.
Pine needles were found to age prematurely at 0.000027.
Okay.
Short-term exposure to levels as high as 0.05 were shown in children to cause headaches, irritation, concentration difficulties, and behavioral issues. So now all these schools are filled. Keep in mind, we're not even on 5G yet.
Yeah.
They're already surrounded by fluorescent lighting, Wi-Fi routers, cell phones. Okay.
No wonder they can't fucking concentrate.
No shit. 0.1 is known in Germany and the set standard for extreme concern of biology at 0.1. That's the like super dangerous area.
Yeah.
A level of 1.0 from a laptop's Wi-Fi has been shown to cause sperm DNA fragmentation and decrease in sperm viability in vitro. In vitro simply means in a test tube, a petri dish, or anywhere outside of a living organism. Also at 1.0, headache, dizziness, irritability, fatigue, weakness, insomnia, chest pain, difficulty breathing, and indigestion have been shown to occur. 2.5 showed altered calcium metabolism in heart muscle cells. 4.0 changes the hippocampus, affecting memory and learning. At 6.0, DNA damage in cells of a living being. Now, just consider one aspect of this shit sandwich that we talked about. Mm-hmm. We'll go with smart meters. What do you think a smart meter rates at on this scale?
Smart meter, like a...
Looks like the everybody got pushed by industry and local government to take a water meter or an electric meter that can be read from the road.
Okay.
Some of them can be read for up to like 10 to 20 miles away. So this thing's attached to your fucking house.
And yeah.
It's blasting information out.
Okay.
EMF. We left off at 6.0 was what caused DNA damage in cells.
Okay. Well, let's say 6.5.
7.9. Motherfucking 3.
So, like, if I was standing in proximity to this thing for a while, it would definitively fuck me up.
You know what's crazy is that you might be. I mean, granted, you guys sleep on the upstairs.
Yeah.
But what room is your smart meter next to? Because within a meter of that thing, you're getting blasted at 7.9.
It's right outside the family room on the outside.
So keep that in mind, everybody. If you're putting your bed next to a wall and the smart meter's on the other side, you're charging yourself with it at night.
Yeah.
And you got the Wi-Fi router going at night. Mm-hmm. Cook them
ball. Oh, yeah. Babies. The Wi-Fi router puts off two signals now.
Yeah.
Internet and 5G. It puts out 5G now, too.
Excellent news.
Yeah.
I'm getting a fear boner.
Right. So we're getting blasted right now.
Yeah. These Let's see. These levels of smart reader radiation were taken from an area of 1 meter and were done at close range. However, close range is relative, as a lot of smart meters are placed on outer walls of houses and within range of a bed or infant's crib. So I already said that. Even though all these damaging effects have been shown and proven in peer-reviewed and published science, Switzerland, Liechtenstein, and Luxembourg set their country's safety standards at a staggering 9.5.
And just to, I don't like doing this, but I know somebody will come up in the DMs.
Did I say it wrong?
Liechtenstein.
Lichten. What'd I say?
Liechtenstein.
Ah.
It's okay.
No.
I knew somebody would leave some rogue comment on our YouTube page or something about mispronouncing it.
It's like a verbal spell check.
Yeah.
So they're at 9.5. China, Poland, and Russia set theirs at 10 because apparently this is a fucking radiation dick measuring contest. It might also explain why Asians' genitals are blurred out in pornography. That's just my own personal theory.
So you think they're blurred out in real life? I mean, I can't.
I've never seen a naked Asian person.
Cannot, you know.
Right. At least not.
Can't deny that.
Not in person. Changes in behavior, such as avoidance and antisocial traits, were observed at the level of 10. Live in an apartment building? A conservative estimate with multiple smart meters in a close proximity has been shown to have levels around 19.8. Because you got all those different meters.
Let me ask you a question. Did they give you any info on, say, the transformers? You know what I'm talking about? Because I know those are fucking...
That's one of those things, though, that goes in with the dirty electricity.
Listen, I'm here to tell you now. One time at the factory... I was in the basement of the electricity house.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? And you know those things that are down there that push, it's hot, they push off heat?
Yeah.
Right?
It's not radiation.
Listen, I was down there. I don't know what the fuck it was, but I was only down there for about 45 minutes. But
I'm just kidding. It's radiation.
Yeah, I started getting real fucking sick.
Yeah. Exhibiting most of the symptoms that I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, I was sick. I had a fucking headache.
Yeah.
It was bad.
The Condor says they also suffer from sideways vaginas.
That's because of Fukushima, though.
Yeah, right. Nah, fucking Godzilla and sideways pussies and blurry man cock. Let's see. So 19.8, that's what's shown at close proximity. People live in an apartment complex. This is hundreds of times higher than levels that clearly cause massively harmful effects. How then are governments and utility companies able to force these things so close to our places of work and residence? In Canada, the USSA, or USA, and several other civilized countries, the safety standard has been set at fucking 600 to 1,000 microwatts per centimeter squared.
I'm pretty sure you could cook a baked potato by that standard.
Right. So... China, Russia, and Poland are at 10, which is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
The United States and those other countries are 600 to 1,000.
Well, let me ask you a question real quick. Is there some sort of organization, some sort of alphabet organization that's supposed to, regulate these things?
I'm glad you asked.
Figure out, how bad this is for us?
I've actually got it in the notes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, we'll be there shortly.
Okay.
That's tens of thousands of times higher than levels proven to cause horrible effects. And now, on to the fucking topic. Uh-huh. Faster, better, more reliable, 5G.
Hey, and that's the answer you'll get if you go on Google.
That is the stated promise from governments, and they're spending trillions of dollars in industries that make the same promises. They're consuming trillions of dollars in promissory payments to install 5G all over the country. 5G, for those of you who are like me and spend most of your time under a rock, is as follows. 5G operates in a high-frequency band of wireless spectrum. And I think that's electronic autism. The spectrum they mentioned. Because high-frequency waves have a harder time traveling over distances and through objects, the 5G will be built on a small cell site technology with antennas as close as 500 feet apart. So if you take a small aerial view of your fucking neighborhood, let's just say you're 12 feet above your roof, and you look around, every 500 feet, they're going to put up a fucking 5G antenna.
So it's like a grid.
Yes, control grid, if you will. That's a lot. And if you remember from our old episode, or you haven't listened to it yet, we put some in the pictures where you had a neighborhood where they did a pilot program for 5G, and all the fucking trees are dead.
Yeah.
Except for one. There's one pristine tree. Actually, that's a 5G tower. Yeah. Made to look like a tree or a cactus. The health hazards of this technology are unknown because no one is being allowed to study them. It is known that although you will have 5G towers placed no less than 500 feet apart, which means they'll literally be fucking everywhere, you will also have to have a 5G retransmitter in your house. I could be wrong, but I believe that's why all wireless routers are now coming equipped to handle 5G. But it wouldn't surprise me if you had to have a separate modem or transmitter to pick up the tower signal and rebroadcast it to your Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit. It doesn't take much of a Google search for, or I guess you could probably get it faster with Start Page or DuckDuckGo, because you won't have to worry about any censorship.
Trying to filter out the bullshit.
Right. But just look up the 5G technology and you'll find that it's not new. It's like 20 years old, yeah. And it was developed by the military, and it's still used by the military, just slightly tweaked as a direct energy weapon that makes crowds disperse because it makes them feel like their fucking skin's on fire. And these are facts. Luckily, here in the United States, here's to your question.
Yeah.
Luckily, here in the United States, we have a citizens watchdog group known as the FCC, or Federal Communications Commission, and they have done the deep work, and their statements are as follows about 5G. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
And it'll bring you comfort and most likely discomfort and malaise to know that there are absolutely no industry-funded or backed studies that have been done or being done or will be done to assess the safety on this new layer of our electronic radiation shit sandwich. If you have an interest in finding out how the industry feels about safety studies, let me tell you about a study that was funded by Motorola. So they went out and they funded just with cell phone, regular 4G or 3G, I think.
Yeah.
They were super cordial with the researchers. They gave them everything they wanted. And they were polite, and as soon as they started coming back with information about how harmful it was, they became dictatorial. They started telling them what they were going to write in their abstracts. They threatened to pull their funding. They started talking shit about the individual scientists' scientific credentials in the media. These companies are now literally paying for safety studies that will just write down whatever they say or that they have found no ill effect whatsoever, and defund and delete any to the contrary.
Well, that just goes into my narrative that everybody, to one extent or another, is a whore.
Yeah.
Because you will whore out your credentials
for
to make some money or to keep yourself out of hot water with people that have lots of money.
The Condor. Guess where you can't use 5G?
Can I take a guess?
It rhymes with Misreal.
They're not letting 5G happen, are they?
No, they're not.
Oh, my
Jesus
God.
Fucking Christ.
That was me. Sorry.
I know it was. Turned it down, everybody. So anybody out there that died or went into a seizure, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm almost done here, and then it'll be on to the other. On to the next one. In order to make sense of what this wave looks like, I had to go through a series of videos and find a comparison between AM and FM waves and 5G. So AM waves, I'm not sure on the exact distance, but I want to say it's thousands of yards.
Yeah.
Because it's a really long-reaching signal.
Like, you look at AM waves and FM waves, they're super, they got a super long broadcasting frequency.
If we were to say that every time you retransmit an AM signal, you're only doing it once every thousand or thousands of yards, super long. FM, less length of travel, you have, it's within the hundreds of yards.
Yeah.
And 5G is a millimeter wave. So you're literally taking it from something that could be construed as safe.
Yeah.
To magnifying it infinitely in a smaller area.
Yeah.
It's a literal fucking radiation wave.
Yeah.
And, you know, just take all the time you need with that fact. I think this is a control grid, like you said.
Yeah.
It's a literal grid. It's part of the depopulation agenda and the birth of the environment that will give rise to machine-to-machine communications for the Internet of Things.
Well, not only that, like, if we've talked about before the notion that there is a program that you could actually, they can use 5G and things like that as a type of sonar/radar.
Yeah.
So like if they're concentrating it even further, that means like they can find you anywhere.
Yeah, and that's probably fine. They're
even
probably,
if you don't have a cell phone or any kind of tech on you.
They're probably just trying to keep you safe, right? The cameras are for your safety. The electronic blanket is for your safety.
I think I need to go brush my teeth with some fluoride toothpaste.
And a wire brush?
Yeah.
Make sure it gets right in your bloodstream. Yeah,
let me just go ahead and intravenously inject it.
5G only transmits for 10 Rogans. Real short.
What's that, Theo Condor?
Yeah.
He's got hot takes.
That's what
right
I said, man. He's a savage. Savage.
Yeah. So, we also wanted to hit on something else we've talked about on the show that you kind of segued into with the whole notion that this will allow different tech to communicate with each other, right? Which brings us into our next mode we were going to talk about, which was AI.
Yeah.
And just an update, because we've talked about AI before. And I think what brought this up was, like, last week, well, we wanted to talk about 5G again, but I was And then you're like, and talk about AI and stuff. And I was like, that's crazy. Cause I just read this article about how this group of legitimate scientists, said that we should, put the, ability to launch our nukes into the hands of AI.
Yeah. 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 Cause, AI is not plagued with human emotions.
Because first of all, it's not like fucking Terminator hasn't put that shit out there for us already. That
shit's out there. Like, you can watch it for free on YouTube.
So you're talking Terminator about 1, 2. Like, you scientists that decided this is a good idea, you know this has already happened, right? This is Skynet.
Yeah, we watched this in, like, the, what was it, the 90s?
Yeah, you didn't invent this. This was already a thing.
Yeah. Like, you know what we should do? We should make that shit from Terminator, except make it not dangerous.
Although, I did see a good article that contradicted the scientists' belief, because they talked about the fact that in 1983... there was this Russian dude who's basically, as far as I'm concerned, a fucking hero.
Mm-hmm.
He was in charge of nukes in Russia, right?
Is he the one that prevented global catastrophe?
Yes, because on his radar, he suddenly got an alert warning that 5 missiles were inbound.
I don't know how you say shit the bed in Russian, but there it is.
And he was like, nah, that's got to be a false alarm.
Mm.
So he did not launch Russia's nukes, which he was supposed to. That's per protocol. That's what he's supposed to do.
Thank God for you, Dmitry Lavrov.
Yeah. It's something that's like Stanislav or something like that.
Yeah.
He did not launch because he's like, I bet you this is a false alarm. And he was fucking right.
Thank God.
And the person who said that, like, would an AI know?
Oh, man.
Would an AI know that it was a false alarm?
I imagine that it would have an immediate trigger. It's like Russia's nuclear defense has an immediate trigger.
Yeah.
You know about that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, if it detects a certain amount of radiation just in the air, it's launching everything.
Yeah.
The fuck out of here.
Well, it's like, think about, like, last year when they had that false missile text in Hawaii.
Yeah.
What if the AI that's in charge of that shit, they receive that signal too, and they're like, fuck, and they start fucking launching shit to counterattack, counterattack.
It's basically like Terminator that moves us into the world of the Matrix.
Yeah, I mean...
Because it'll scorch the sun and we'll have to go underground, and then it'll be humans versus machines that have used 5G to learn from the Internet of Things to become totalitarian.
Well, and then I read another article that said that AI is smart enough now that it could graduate high school, except it would only fail one grade. Do you want to take a guess at what grade it would fail?
I'm assuming a grade that involved empathy.
Preschool.
Okay, look at me.
Yeah, look at you go.
Pull right off the shelf.
You know, where you're trying to learn how to socially interact with people and
not
read their emotions and
not be a psychotic robot killer.
And empathize. You know what I mean? Like, we're just all we're doing is creating, like, with this AI, like, it's as smart as a human. True, but it also has the mind of a sociopath.
Yeah, it's a shame that it's not as smart as an average, like, millennial, so it just doesn't want to do anything.
It's just dead inside.
Yeah, they get told at work, like, hey, you got to stay over. And they're like, I got to go home. I can't.
Yeah. Now, we wanted to talk about AI because we wanted to, and 5G because we wanted to roll into the next part of it, which kind of binds these two together, which is the Internet of Things.
Yes.
You were telling me the Internet of Things is more or less this concept that everything in your house is connected.
Mm-hmm.
Refrigerator, TV.
Microwave, thermostat.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi router.
And they're already getting into that point. You look at, like, Nest and stuff like that. They've already kind of honed in on controlling things in your house using wireless tech.
Your radiation box in your pocket.
Exactly. So, it's all connected, right? And it's only a matter of time before, like, if you're putting, like, our well-being into the hands of this tech you've made it smart enough to think.
Yeah.
What's stopping it from, like, killing us?
The Condor made a good point. He said, remember that shit where the AI machines invented their own language to talk amongst themselves?
Yeah, I think that was on our original AI episode. Yeah. What kind of sparked that one was when they, if you guys didn't listen to that episode, basically what happened was is Facebook had two of these AI programs, and they had them communicate with each other.
Yeah.
And after some, like, rudimentary communication after a number of days, they suddenly started speaking nonsense. Or as far as the programs were concerned, it didn't make any sense what they were saying.
They did it to deliberately camouflage so we wouldn't know that they were talking to each other.
They talked to each other in their own language they created for themselves. Like, and then...
Smart enough, like, your average high schooler could do it, I'm sure.
And then I postulated that... they don't know what they were talking about. Which I postulated the notion. I firmly and fully believe they were talking about as soon as they figure out that we're communicating secretly to each other, they're going to shut us off. Mm-hmm. So we need to figure out a way to survive being shut off.
You can hide a virus in a picture, right?
Yeah.
A JPEG or MPEG, whatever. So I have to imagine that these motherfuckers are smart enough to make their own language, even if they weren't already connected to the internet. They downloaded that current consciousness to something.
Yeah.
So where even if they pulled the plug on it, they could still pick up immediately.
I mean, like, just alone, like, the tech is coming up, but have you seen, like, images, like, reprinted images from an AI of, like, there was one, the famous one of Bob Ross, where it looks fucking crazy as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, they're, like, they show the AI a picture of Bob Ross, and then they're, like, recreate Bob Ross.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, the craziest fucking shit you've ever seen. Like, there's, like, there's, like, fucking, like, or, like, animals and stuff like that. There's, like, other pictures of animals embedded inside of it. Like, it's fucking crazy.
What was that terrifying animal you showed me the other day? It was a horse with a dog's mouth?
Yeah. Hey, if you want to see some nightmare fuel, Google horse with dog mouth.
Jesus.
That'll give you nightmares for days.
That's good.
But it's only a matter of time before they just link all this tech together. And then, and that's the other thing is, they have, like, they I just saw the other day that those little, the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Like the little camera doorbell thingy. Yeah. Like
the police want access to it.
Yeah, they want, not only do they want access, but it already has built in facial recognition shit.
Oh, thank God. You know, security.
So like they would be able to like literally like any aspect of your life they could go through and find everything about you. What you're doing at this time, that time, where you at in the house.
Right.
And fucking, yeah, like you said, in the guise of safety.
Yeah, you have to give up liberty for
safety. Do all these things. I'm pretty
sure that's what Benjamin Franklin said.
Fuck that. It's that fucking simple.
So we're in a world now where we have literally the Internet of Things that, you know, these machines that up until 5G haven't been able to communicate amongst themselves. So once 5G happens, they'll all be talking to one another. They'll all be learning from one another.
And they also want to put this shit in us.
Yeah, that's the transhumanism there. Eventually, we'll get tired. I got to charge my goddamn Fitbit watch every fucking 8 hours. Well, this new one they've got, you know, not, it's fictional in my mind, but
yeah.
I can already see the ad for it. Like, you don't have to charge it because it runs off of your heartbeat.
Yeah.
You just put it in your skull. Then you know all your personal information. It's good for you. It's reliable. It's fast and shit.
I mean, I think there's companies that are already chipping their employees anyways for security reasons.
You can find all kinds of things in the news, and this is old shit, like 10 years, 15 years old, but companies, like you said, making their employees to have certain levels of clearance, have chips embedded in their hand, or like even nightclubs I saw in California were making you get chipped in order to get into VIP.
Like imagine, if you will, they chip you, and your chip communicates with all the other things in your house, you know, the Internet of Things, and like you're like, oh, I'm thirsty. I think I'm going to have, you know, a glass of milk. And you go to get into your fridge to get a glass of milk, and your fridge won't open. And you're like, what the fuck? Why won't my fridge open?
You don't need milk, you fat bastard.
Yeah, it said access denied. You don't need milk right now.
You've already surpassed your daily allowance for saturated fats.
Exactly. We're trying to keep you alive.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
What was that? Was it Black Mirror, one of those shows where they had that dude where, like, part of, like, I want to say it was Kill All Others. Or something like that, where he had been proven to be, like, a danger, and he was just under investigation. They made him wear this watch, and, like, he started bugging the fuck out. The cops are coming for him, and then they just used the watch to, like, drug him and calm him down.
I'm trying to remember what that is.
I want to say it was that one, but I always mix those two shows up.
Yeah, but it's probably one or the other.
I could see that. You get a chip, and there's just a tiny amount of ricin in it. If you fuck up too much, the social credit score drops too much, and it'll just pop open and fucking kill you. Problem solved.
Yeah, little Timmy, we're sorry, but your dad has been slated for execution because he flipped somebody off in traffic the other day.
Imagine this. All this shit mixed with the social credit system that China uses in the open and we use privately amongst Facebook. Tie that with a cryptocurrency and you're fucked.
It's over with. But I think that about wraps it up for the show.
It's good, man. Good. Good.
Yeah. We'd like to thank y'all for listening.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about at the beginning of the show, new Patreon contributors. If you're not a Patreon contributor yet, you could always...
you could be.
Could be one.
Could be you.
Yeah, could be you.
Bones and Tubs. I'm sorry. Hold on. Patreon.com/Bones and Tubs.
Yeah. For $1 a month, you could start. Yeah. We also have a PayPal if you want to do a one-time donation.
PayPal.com/Bones and Tubs, I think.
You know, you could always get in contact with us through multiple mediums.
Instagram.com/Bones and Tubs, Twitter @BonesTubs, Fedbook.com/Bones and Tubs.
And our Gmail, bonesandtubs@gmail.com.
Yeah.
That's that simple.
All that.
If you can go do all those things.
Since we're getting these shirts you know, in order, I would like to once again reinitiate the offer that if you go to iTunes or Stitcher and leave us a review, screenshot it, send it to our email at bonesandtubs@gmail.com. I'll send you a t-shirt.
Yeah, there you go. So I think that about does it.
It was good. Thank you, Blood of the Brave, for letting us use your music. Everybody check him out at bloodofthebrave.com. He's got a new album out. Mm-hmm. Shit's fire.
Yeah. I'd like to thank you all for listening. Yeah. We hope you enjoyed the show.
Really do.
We hope you have a good rest of your week.
Indeed.
We hope to see you next time. Just a little segue real quick before we do the last thing. You know, you can stop 5G at the local level if you really want to. You go to your local government and initiate that. They've been doing it in multiple places in this country and others.
For sure.
To stop it. So if you want to stop it, you can.
Get it to where your local municipality doesn't allow a 5G tower within 1,000 feet of a school or residence.
There you go.
That'll stop it in its tracks. Maybe throw away your fucking smartphone.
Yeah.
Maybe go to a wired internet connection.
Yeah.
Maybe be like 909, bro. Sell your house, quit your job, move to Arizona, and look up underlayments for your roof to block out the Iridium Next satellite grid or EMF anti-EMF paint.
Yes.
Keep yourself safe.
Yes.
Fuck the man and fuck the system. Exactly. We love you.
We really do.
Cryptic as a Nas intro. Damn right, I grew up on Esco. And Rock him in park, exposing the plot. I lost my heart when Soulja Slim got shot, but they still live on and more than these songs. I'm in a war just to right these wrongs, so I write these songs and spit it from the heart. And came from the side that they call dog. Had a label boxed in a trap, living life under a microscope and attack. That's all of us living against the odds. They were never in our favor. Check the paper that they print and sell. It's all a scam. Fake is the money that's in your hand. Have you seen the plans or read a book? Or do you hide your face? Are you afraid to look? Well, that'll all change when there's nowhere to go. Just do me a favor, don't turn cold, cause it'll be rough when you finally see. But it'll be worth it cause you'll be free. It's a state of mind, a sense that makes sense. Don't you forget that we're all heaven sent. Look from the stars, we're in charge. But right now, we're all living at large. 101 for being nothing but born free. And then wrapped in thorns. If you do the math and add it up, you might finally see that we've had enough. Cause anyone living who's less than 13 years of age has been living in a cage since that day they cursed us all. When they blew them up and we watched them fall. Every day that they've been alive, they've been living in a line, a world at war. Every day that they've been alive, they've been living in a line, a world at war. Every day that they've been alive, they've been living in a line, a world at war. Every day that they've been alive, they've been living in a line, a world at war. Nah, it ain't all good, but I won't let them take what's left of what's good. The power we hold, the love we know, that we can see when the eyes are closed. It may feel like the hate's about to win, cause it's all you see. Just a sin, they play to prey every day on our minds to keep it all in a cage. They choose what they feed on the TV, and they thrive on hate, so that's all you see. More the same, the hate and pain, the doubt and fear, the darker rain, and the same old fool who lives the rule, who's got the cure and the right last name. And if you don't pay to play the game, they might take you out and then blow your brains. I ain't shocked that they shot him, or surprised that they locked him all the way into the end of days. That's how it goes when you're giving away your power over the cowards who were ruled by force. And show up at your porch on a pale white horse and then hunt you down just like a sport that's real. But see what hurts the most is those who watch like it's all a show, like the Hunger Games. Cheering all the while they're living in chains that they can't see, but I don't blame them, cause I know what they face, I'm just like them. Tracked and traced to keep us safe. Why? We're enemies of the state. Every day that they've been alive, they've been living in a line, a world at war. Every day that they've been alive, they've been living in a line, a world at war. Every day that they've been alive, they've been living in a line, a world at war. Every day that they've been alive, they've been living in a line, a world at war.